This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the first edition of the Seoul Leadership Conclave today at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Bhutan's Prime Minister Dasho Sering Tobge will deliver the keynote address as the guest of honour. Our correspondent reports that the two-day Seoul Leadership Conclave will serve as the premier platform as the leaders from diverse domains like politics, sports, arts and media, the spiritual world, the public policy, the businesses and the social sector will share their inspiring life journeys. The School of the Ultimatum Leadership is an upcoming leadership institution in Gujarat designed to enable the authentic leaders to advance the global good. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, has stressed that the global geopolitical situations remain difficult, as it expressed the concern over the concentrated supply chains, the weaponization of the trade and finance, and the transparency of the data flows. Speaking at the G20 Foreign Ministers' Meet at Johannesburg in South Africa last night, Dr. Jaishankar remarked that the differential progress on AI and EV space, drones and green hydrogen have been clear geopolitical implications. The External Affairs Minister further stated that India welcomes the Gaza ceasefire and the hostage release. He said that the maintaining of the ceasefire in Lebanon and the ensuring of the inclusive Syrian-led, Syrian-owned solution are important. He added that the peace and stability in the West Asian region is vital for the entire world. Regarding the Ukraine conflict, Dr. Jaishankar said that India has always advocated the dialogue and diplomacy. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister also met with the Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in Johannesburg, South Africa. They reviewed and continued the progress of India-Russia bilateral cooperation. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that they discussed the recent development pertaining to the Ukraine conflict. The External Affairs Minister also called on the South African President Cyril Ramaphosa on the sidelines of the G20 Foreign Ministers' meeting in Johannesburg. Dr. Jaishankar assured that the President Ramaphosa of India's support for South Africa's G20 priorities. The BJP has accused Congress Party for hatching conspiracies and using the foreign money to influence India's elections. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, senior party leader Ravi Shankar Prasad claimed that the US President Donald Trump's latest remarks on the US AID funding to India vindicated the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's claim during the 2024 Lok Sabha election campaign that foreign powers are trying to prevent him from coming to power. Mr. Prasad alleged that the Congress leader, Rahul Gandhi, has repeatedly called for the foreign interference in India's democratic processes. The prisoners lodged in different jails across Uttar Pradesh will be given the holy bath of Prayagraj Mahakumbh today inside the jail premises. The Uttar Pradesh government has stated that a new initiative under this holy water from the Triveni Sangam in Prayagraj will be brought to the prison complex. Our correspondent reports that this initiative will give the prisoners an opportunity to exercise their religious and cultural beliefs despite being locked up. The Nagaland government has decided to constitute a task force for promotion of the animation, visual effects, gaming, comics and extended reality sector in the state. The decision was made by the meeting chaired by the Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam in Kohima yesterday. The move aligns with the central government's increasing focus of the AVCG XR industries. The meeting, attended by the various administrative heads of the department, heads of the departments, and the officers from the key stakeholders' departments, focused on discussing the comprehensive strategies of developing the AVCG XR sector in the state. In the ICC Champions Trophy, India has made a winning start as they outclassed Bangladesh by 6 wickets in Group A clash at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night. Opting to bat first, the Bangladesh got bundled out for just 228 runs with Tauhid Ridhoi's ton and Jaquir Ali's 68 off 118 balls. Today, Afghanistan will take on South Africa in the Group B clash. And that is the end of this news bulletin.